Hi, I'm Colin Foley. Today we're going to be talking about worth and value in application of athletic trainer and just overall looking at it a perspective from healthcare. So just for a foundational understanding, the word worth is a sense of the cost of something, the cost of that production. So it'd be the cost that you bring to a company. While value, on the other hand, is the significance or like the importance you give to that company. So one is a concrete and one is a potential to be like -1 to +6, something like that. So personally, I feel like in healthcare, everyone always has, just the way healthcare works, you have to have a worth. That's how the company works. That's how healthcare and this circle really work. You have to have something that you're worth, whether that's your education, your experience, something like that. There's a number on that. And sometimes that represents your salary. But also, as a healthcare provider, you have to know most of the time you're valued way more than you're worth. And that goes to be said with athletic training. We know that athletic trainers do not really make a lot for what they have to do. We have our hands in a lot of different jars of healthcare. We're able to do a lot of things, but we, according to our worth, we are not. But to us, we know that our athletes, our coaches, everyone that we actually work with, we are valued. So I would say that athletic trainers definitely are valued way more than they're worth. Yeah, there's scenarios where that is flip-flopped, but from my perspective, from athletes' perspective, they see that athletic trainers are valued more than they're worth. So how can you feel athletic trainers can better understand their worth and value? I would definitely say it. When in doubt, you can look at the NATA and look at the difference between salary and like expectation per state, area, whatever region, and you'd be able to calculate what your worth is in that area. But at the end of the day, I feel like as athletic trainers, yes, the worth ends up paying the bills, but the value that you give your athletes and whomever your population is ultimately what gives you fuel for your emotional, your physiological, whatever tank to keep you going every day to give that best care. So I feel like as a athletic trainer, you sort of know this, whether you want to accept it or not, that you are worth less than your value. But you have to use that value to further advocate to show that you are worth more, and use that value to continue to push for yourself, the profession, and for your athletes. So what other stakeholders could benefit from an enhanced understanding? Well, like I just said, advocacy. Overall, the general public doesn't know what athletic trainers are. Different regions do, and such as where I'm from, there's 2 athletic trainers per each high school, and then you come out in Southwest Virginia and there's 1 athletic trainer per the whole county. So just really advocating to a school board or whatever particular employer that you really want to talk to, advocate to, you need to be able to show them why you are worth it, one, and the value that you can bring to their organization. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.